were different, had a different base also. It was based mainly on hunting. The economic structure of the family was based on how much food they had, or how much food they were able to acquire. And this was mainly done from hunting. And because of this, there was no waste. People just didn't use a portion of the meat and threw the rest away. Even with the fish, they used the whole fish. You know, nowadays when we sell fish, he says the Japanese use the eggs, and we just sell the meat of the fish. But back then, the native people ate the eggs too. They used the whole fish. And then he kept coming back to the idea of how everybody treated everyone equally. Even though, you know, some of the families were not able, they got their fair share when it came time to have something to eat. The other people made sure that the other people had something to eat. Another thing he brought out was concerning their methods and their tools of hunting back then, when he was a child, were a lot more primitive than what they are today. The example he gave was about nets. You know, today our nets can last for quite a while. They're made of nylon, but back then the nets that they had rotted easily. But even though they had these primitive tools and methods of getting their food, they still were willing to share with other people with what they got. And the example gave of what type of nets that they sometimes used were, one was that they made nets out of sinew, caribou muscle. They'd strand it, and then they'd make nets out of it. And then they'd take the caribou bones or animal bones and use them for sinkers. And then, of course, they'd use whatever wood was available for floats. But his main idea, I think it would be well for us to remember as Native people, is that everybody shared and was concerned in a subsistence way of life, in particular with one another.
Thank you again, sir. Thank you.
The Honorable Thomas H. Berger of the Alaska Native Review Commission. I am David B. Naneluk of the Native Village of Togiak. Before I go any further at this point, I would like to say a short word of prayer. Sam gasam kanh pailigma atkap atma pktu matkan awatini kami ko putput gakhluki pizza khar nakhdut. Agay na tawat kilag matlhami, sam tamag mitigumak stini, sam lutamag mipiyot stini. Chikpnun palohtukut khatto matumi atakumi, matumi lusasami, ngayukun ngilkumtni. Ispitagwam tigo meaknafkut, anakani umifkut, awluk mafkutlu. Awakin chiyulamt ngayagiluta, анерни умаллуувкут алуунгут камтниклуут чикегалута қалартсуут камтник патрам клутикегалута тарингут камтник таггуа манернеркун таннеқиллераакун тарингут камтник чикегиугнифкут чиуқхн палортукут макут май амлхэлрит маттумналлиини канклуараутт битклуараутт арнкэанэркутт тамакутум юмтник чалигэрлуки тагаманэрнэркун таннэкъиллераакун тарингут камтник чикэкъиунгифкут чики къасқумаалута укутлучали тмигиллерит чиулерни путмаакан нунаанг илуваллерит чаликуяавиклуки канх тугалхатни канруйууттун катахпк наки иуллерит май маттум наллини катааги мааллумтхун чиуллам та канруйуутайтник май макут хүн байфтлхэд хүн чиүнэмт ниаллайгаргат хүн акка паалагаалута акка луиллайт нангхсигаалилутун чиүнэркаагууллуутун кайгавикамт хүн таанернэркум таанеқиллераакун умиоркайтник чиккиусклууки тагом тамаакут чиуллернертлуукут каннераркат тагва манернеркун таннеқиллераакун пуқиилиумаюгнифки каннераркаатлуманна анцохтукфкнаакул таанерниумаалларпугун лайта тагва маннераат амлнерилингаан каигауикамтхин чалимаку таягёпу тахчаққалуки махун литлхатхун алахчтфкнаки тмигил рахтатин тагом тхуутклуки лайт кнехтут чалилхуанку таягёни тагамум ёрпу таннермаркут таннеқиллераамги иммииққавгу макут хани тмигиллераартамта каннеруйуутайт катахпкнаки чалиююгнимта тарингллумтхун нуухун алуунгутумтхун чиутгумкун чиутгумтхунлу чиутгумиллиимачимстун тгиорнумтник таггаманна тарингуфкақиугнивгу каигаткақа хонкутнун чиккиутксклуку амлнерилган каигаунга атаным та Jesus and Christus аманехтухтум таатракум амен. Чиулаамн каннерутиимаангорхуатн каннеруйуутсин чингиллэрхпнун қиллэрусски паалхагат мунритнаартутаатам майматтумнарлиини каннерутиимаакут унахванилаан клеймарпихаанератник укуункхани уум лаан клеймам гэнхкиугаанник каннерутиималуутахуак 1971 нам кингон гаяглуки тутхараачи игнеапут маавт маттумун илаакуйутмун ритнилуки иллаун ритнилуки Lan klemamun su tama tu mana mahtu tinu nunamun. Aki mun su ilaf knat. Chali su kan ruci maksuta. Una huk piuhtuk yut piyotni. Yut piuhat ngnit ksay toukan ich pakkan ruyut tawatitni. Kinguwal gam kovat yugunun. Akum kut kongresan gapkait. Ukut kani Amerikam nuna lerin. Kuyung kadri takman yan kuchisin ni plan klemam gat pakluku. Kani kakuk. Kukal kutum kingon iyo cham kusintong ngino noong government tamta kan kso kan kisakaw natin. Iginang kato kimalong tanga ulogun. Kinuklukluk itaknak. Ispitsi apagulom ni, amam ni. Angamni annana nisu yung tu chicken katapsnik lan klemagligax samkhut ko kassat qanxtut yut ko qani kun bi yutit Ang ayok kag magkugunistignik at magumunistin. Tanga ulit kaulo kahit ng kanrutlas ko ng atlang yuga kala. Kasa tun kitfkin nilang shoma. Yuhtun tagam, yuhtun kingan kantulo. Kasa nikso kitfkin ni takama kahit kanrutsi taksuki. Jak nakwang niyo ka may lutngulo ni tama na taging sigat ka. Kwatin jak kalo ni kanrupta nga. Upin kami kwatin tay chilami unno kami kasarang kami. Snamis na kami yung amtayavit snamo natkaslo pa nga. Unno kumiyak tapik kagasani tupak kalo yuko sa tul kumin na. Sang sam niyut, namilo nun na kumulut ng yuko suit kum. Snamu nun na wata't kalo yuko sa kumin na. Kaya nga kwatin. Snamu tkitsa may yuko kakta. Jamak tangkhit tangkhuta ci kamanna phtukha ak avait qapperiaqu mannatagami mkhpigulqaqalga taitsi khalumi ulqaqalga kumannasnaq tamakutim kutqayagat taggoqalgi taittumatsian Apakhtum ngilam kipeanga atam tamakot mugul kakki. Maikukumakot yut agiktskit, tsingiskit, itgait. Matumun nunamun tutmatak kataksan at ngagiktskit. Litnagwim yatinin ng kami kawat nigalukupea. Dovetos yw gwaen na'ch ziglchaedn. Lid na'ch ziglwydn byd a ziglbdwn. Ma'n na li yw tlchyn ziaggar ngaid a naw a'i ganrw tlchom gyn. Ganrw yw tlchyn ziang ilchych bwn nhw'n gilchwsgi gyn. A dam bal ag at mwn rydnech dyd. mai makut kan ruyutit. Kwangkut hunayak yonun tai takkati. Ilpchitim migil gani. Jiu lemt ngawak nayak lutin kwangkut hun kingu walgit. Ayokuj ikhtut ngut la likhtut ngut. Kasaman nakit flunica takl katalik tut ngun gito. Pahlagat ngok. Apa ulog maumi ukutili twato kanhto ka katlamini. Ivan plun ka kanhto. Umko Russian na manna. Alaska agyagoya klin na unakwani. Mulkulik sulu taklu pitkluku. Jiu leput ki taklu tung tokoh kutlhka mkni. Ingi luligluku tamatum tgulhka. Pinanramin kanhtuk tunne katluk. Tlaita luhurnakmin nunakstaina luluku. Yut. Nalung in anach psnipitsi. Lan klemamun kuril lachtuzi. Kitaki hurvotachi kaisen pikatazi psni. Ayokuzing weilich ptsilu apkaut in anach ptsil. Maten pitsi akavotachin ilrezi dorten birkluzi. Makut maitut magaluki kalach katachta.
Mr. Chairman, prior to my statements, one of my grandfathers, Ivan Blunka, had made a statement in regards to the Russian occupation for the value that this land had possessed in regards to furs and non-renewable resources, or in regards to non-renewable resources, basically gold. And he had stated that the native community had descended to the Russian occupation to a point where in which our forefathers were brought to a point of taking life away from another. From that time that the Russian government had taken this land and sold it to the U.S. government without the consent of the Aboriginal people of Alaska. Using that as a platform of the presentation that I have is that the history of the Alaska statehood, the struggle for the statehood, Alaska statehood, had actually begun at the time of its purchase from Russia in 1867. For $7,200,000. The early phases of the struggles or movement were characterized by usually futile struggles to overcome the inertia, indifference, and ignorance of Congress regarding Alaska in order to achieve any semblance of home rule. the first statehood bill was introduced in Congress in 1916 by a delegate by the name of James Wickersham. It amounted to little more than a gesture, since the delegate was kept busy by trying to preserve what little self-government Congress had granted in 1912. The statehood movement remained quiescent for more than 20 years until the combination of importance with what amounted to colonial status, the impact of World War II on the population and economic life of Alaska, and the energetic activities of Delegate to Congress Anthony J. Diamond and Territorial Governor Ernest Gruening sparked a new interest in and drive for the statehood. Beginning with 1943, and despite initiative efforts of anti-statehood forced mostly from outside Alaska, Congress began to slowly respond to Alaska's plea. In 1946, a statehood referendum was held in the territory with 9,630 votes for statehood and 6,822 against. These votes represent a little bit more than half to accept a referendum. And the same question was asked to the Bristol Bay Native Convention delegates today in regards to the resolutions that were presented by AFN. Whether if a simple majority would suffice, or a 50% plus, or a two-thirds majority vote. A number of people within the committee that were there had stated that a two-thirds majority would be even better. And yet 51% plus kept coming back. Is that possibly AFN's resolutions would never be adopted if a two-thirds majority vote was required by each and every board of directors of both regional and village corporations? By a simple majority, the statehood was enacted. And yet with that simple majority, as it was stated earlier by Ivan Blunka, that without the consent of the native people, the Aboriginal people of this land was sold by the Russian government to the federal government, and the federal government had accepted the initial statehood referendum by a simple majority, and yet they held only a number of hearings, whether if the state was to be accepted, whether if statehood was to be accepted. During the first session of the 80th Congress, the House Committee on Public Lands held hearings on the subject of statehood in Washington during April 1947 and in Alaska at Anchorage, Fairbanks, Seward, Kodiak, Nome, Barrow, Cordova, Juneau, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan at the end of August and during September of that year. And these hearings impressed Congress. Once Congress was impressed, Congress turned around and went to the United Nations Security Council in asking for the acceptance of Alaska as a state. And yet the thing that bothers me the most is that about that same time that the United States government had turned around and accepted unincorporated territories from Spain. At Puerto Rico and the Philippines, they were declared the dependencies of the United States, but not a part of the United States. On the other hand, Alaska was placed by the courts, not Congress, not the will of the people, but the courts, Alaska was placed along with Oklahoma, Arizona, and New Mexico in the class of incorporated territories, and still again without the consent of the Aboriginal Native people. And there, again, we take a look at ANCSA, that the Western culture's corporate mechanism were used and were still being lied to up to today, that the corporations are the best mechanism of addressing the Aboriginal Native people. And yet without the consent of the Native people that these corporations were adopted, without fully comprehending the understanding and the knowledge and the impacts that the ANCSA has. As these elders have stated before, that we cannot leave our younger generation. If the ANCSA corporations refuse to address the issue of inclusion of the rest of the young Native people that were born after 1971. These young people still speak their own language. They can still say whatever they wish to say within their own language, and they can still read or write in English. And there is no excuse as to why these Native people cannot go to the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and petition the United Nations to reopen the negotiation of the statehood of Alaska and the admission of our government of ANCSA as public law in the United States of America. With that, Your Honor, I close.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Там караут ханиллия алмин канаут кенерила канаут кенери канаут кенерилааккува кан каат кналуккува амлхсаақоқ наақлукууллуугуна қалартлаа Tawgamuna funny, Angan Kwakala Kotlana, Awai, Man Magutwata Gasa Jamuk, Birki Rakam Nunam Kwasua, Matum Kutta State Amuk Awai, Birki Sakamukni, Birki Sakamukni, Fankuta Yuguni, Alaska Muini. Sakfknata, bilashatta, umyuganhatasik fknaka wa kalakhtuka. Nutum matum, nunam hutta alaskam, yupari. Ang tamaramang, ang hakskahknaki. Magutwatakasata, bichikkiltait, bichikhtlam. Stay taught Hamatum Alaskam. Jalisu manna gunawa native land claimaka Ukakfahuntaks huyaksha Martin Pilkutaka Pichurthurinilra Pichurthana Votacht Starluta Tai Masu Votalrita Amskhomunga Amsen Roman Kotoya Anglerita Pichurthuni Jotun hattaa makuttaa kassat pitsikirrat maa ja tuuluku makuttaa takuumat hullait. Tamaan hänia vaikumma kalautkha illi pinrilin rantakua mahtsa kallraukuna. Umyuaksikluku hattaa kannutka.
Aum kota kuinga tu amkan kacak sang akan untuk kanung sekat sang akan kami yani aum kota kuam ilu wajut mat kanung sekat kat kan gaya gini kalu kuhani kua ika yuk kat kat kato imu kota lewat nikam kudat kata ilu wajut mat kanung sekat kat kanung sekat kuinga Matum kunam tayo kutsan, kakasaw nga mi. Kwan lukas sa ito na sa mga kalingaw nga mataw na. Sirew pa mi, ang listo mi kani nunang nakam. Schools. Tamani ko ito ko yung siyo kapalig ma. Knakpat ko rin ilrit. Tamani ito kus ko pa kayo kiloko. Yok paling mai tinhan tu tam nasi ni awak ikut ngerdra. Tama tum tu kengon ni, kuingan 19 tu tam. Asak kau ni, sekolah waktu kan tau nanti sehari gemun. Tang sekolah ni yang kami kengon tu asak kau ni 19 tu tam. Tama tum nasi ni tu yok tu sekolah ni. Tuai, awak tu taman ni 300 tampan tuas sok ngukun nuna kuna sat nuna kuna ngat ni, mana nuna kasuk ko katakan itu, kuskuham pitik tu tang kasuham tamakun kuna matu mikarut sendik, matin tuai tayu Tahu ku nuna kunat, mana aku sokok aku nas kurus tekhane. Tahu nak makan kasat kapcil dengan sunnaya makan tama kunta kerja ini terkait. Tuan ni kita ni betul dengan matum tu ayakan itu kasat betul. Aku lupa kuntai buat hat teman nak sama aku nuwah setno buat kuntai kenal ramal kuntai kenal ramal kuntai aku tiga anak tuan bukan muncul tapar. Unat tua tahun an ingkar lima bukti ni luku tan kil pengumat kerana illit kasam kuno belakun ilal muncul kafsin kasan. Tuai makut tuan itu timu mukui sang semuanya cari kasat makut ilan ikhlas nuri tat, tamat semuanya sih.
нанг тхлутун пуктаахгарнугунаат халикассаангмаахситкэрлхуут сиоққани юугунилуарсаахситкэрнерлуутун каагэрлутунглу нэрхмнэкъм тгмакуунгэрлэрахтигаанаатун уммиугэрхтигаанаатун залилутаккуут тимакуунгэрлэкъусух нунгусинэкъусухтигаанаат чунаахуаттагнунаамхнимакутсайтатгууққааннаамэкъитлиннаан тамаакуттуат нинэкъоқсайлэнгаастын таанцохтулаарлинэ тамаакутунаёқсуқсук нунаамхун пигунах нэкъпут тамаакут таанцохтуқлук тоаттуат наёаёқсуутимкут хуяамхнилэнгэ канангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангсаққанангса
Okay, hi. That was Tom Seislick, my father. He told a story that was related to him by his old cousin that passed away several years back, Lloyd Nick. Lloyd Nick was one of the early native lay pastors for the Moravian Church in Kuskokwim, Bristol Bay Area. And he was aware of a lot of things that that many native people of his age were not aware of, because he was probably one of the earlier educated native people from the early or later late 1800s on. Anyway, Lloyd Nick, I guess, told a story about how the white man first came up into the Kuskokwim area, and that was right around mid-1800s. The white people, which was actually the Moravian missionaries, came up from down below, and they wanted to acquire a piece of land. Back then, even though the native people didn't have on a piece of paper saying that this was, you know, this is my land, any time a white person came, they respected the native people's land as if it belonged to the native person, whether it had a deed or a title to it. And so, before they built, I guess they went around to several villages up in the Kuskokwim area, which is now the Bethel area, and tried to get permission from some of the village elders to build some houses or to build a mission. There were several villages that they went to, and the villages told them that they couldn't. Finally, they came to a village which is, I guess, known as Akyak, which is just above Bethel. And the leader there, who was probably one of the earlier Russian Orthodox laymen, they are known as Dyoks, gave them or showed them a piece of land which the native people back then didn't value very much, and told them that they could build right there, and that happened to be the place where the town of the city of Bethel is built today. They were given permission to build some houses, and I guess this is where the name Bethel came from, because it was a mission station. And this group of people that settled up there were